Well, it is championship week on the Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. I'm Bo Wolf. That is Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com here to take you through the big decisions ahead of what is the most important week of fantasy football. And we will start with an Eagles-related question, Joe, for the Eagles going down to Washington. Jeremy Maclin is a player who probably helped you get to this point in the season. Are you willing to start him again despite a few not down weeks? He was okay against Dallas, but not explosive weeks.
Yeah, Bo, hopefully that just almost sort of long touchdown didn't burn you in fantasy, and hopefully you're advancing to week 16 with Jeremy Maclin. But if you're using Jeremy Maclin, or if he's brought you to this point rather, I would absolutely lock him into my lineup in week 16. And look, Jeremy Maclin hasn't been as consistent as some of the other top receivers in fantasy football, but I absolutely love this matchup for him. He typically lines up on the same side as rookie corner Bashaud Breeland of the Washington Redskins, and Breeland has absolutely gotten torched in the last couple of games. This is a defense that's given up huge weeks to Mike Evans, T.Y. Hilton, and most recently Odell Beckham Jr. I would expect Jeremy Maclin to have 100 yards and an outside shot at multiple touchdowns in this game. I think it is a perfect matchup for him. In week 16, championship week, I am absolutely starting him.
If you had a semifinal game and you had Jeremy Hill in your lineup, you probably did very well. A big game for him. Yeah. If you have him and Gio Bernard, how are you playing those two guys?
Well, I think Jeremy Hill's the better play, Bo, and I understand a lot of people might be digging into this matchup against Denver and thinking, hey, look, they might have to throw it a little bit more, and Gio Bernard's been kind of their third down guy, maybe the guy who's going to catch a few more passes. But Jeremy Hill's been a top 10 PPR running back over the last 5 weeks, and he's a guy who's actually surprised me with the ability he has to catch the football. So I think Jeremy Hill is absolutely the better play than Giovanni Bernard. Bernard probably has some flex value, but I think you're going to need a big play or a long touchdown out of him to really be happy. I just trust Jeremy Hill a lot more.
There are some leagues, Joe, that do extend to week 17. If that is the case in your league, is there anybody that you're sort of earmarking for a big week next week?
Well, Bo, number one, the good thing is I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of playing time issues or coaches who are going to bench their starters, because there's a lot to play for still in both the AFC and the NFC. A lot of teams scrambling for playoff position and a lot of teams scrambling for seeding on top of just gaining a playoff spot. So I think your studs are going to be okay. But if you're streaming tight ends or streaming quarterbacks, there's a couple names on the lower end that I think you might interest you. Number one, Teddy Bridgewater of the Minnesota Vikings. He's got a matchup with the Chicago Bears in week 17. I think Bridgewater has actually progressed really well. He's playing pretty well overall, and while he's not putting up big numbers, I think he's got a good shot to be a nice top 15 quarterback in week 17. And of course, there's Charles Clay, the tight end of the Miami Dolphins. He's been banged up recently, and I would look to check to see if he got dropped in your leagues in case you've been streaming tight ends. He's got a matchup against the New York Jets. I view that as a positive matchup in the back seven for the New York Jets. I would take a look at Charles Clay, see if he's been dropped. He was involved this past week. I would put the waiver claim in for him right now.
All right, finally, Joe, for many people, their fantasy seasons, at least in their yearly leagues, are over. Maybe then they turn to the daily and weekly leagues. Who are you looking at there?
Well, obviously, you have to monitor the Dallas Cowboys running back situation. The news coming out this week that DeMarco Murray has a broken hand. There's a chance he plays this week, but if he doesn't, look at Joseph Randle. I think he can do an excellent DeMarco Murray impression. I think that's a run game that is predicated on the blocking of the offensive line. And I think, frankly, you can put a lot of people back there and they'll look good. So Joseph Randle is going to be a guy in daily leagues who's going to be really cheap, who you can look at. But if you're playing in bigger tournaments and you want somebody who might go against the grain a little bit, you might want to take a look at Lance Dunbar in that Dallas Cowboy backfield, because I think the Cowboys will rotate Joseph Randle and Lance Dunbar a little bit more than they were working both of those guys in when DeMarco Murray was healthy. So that is obviously a situation that you want to keep your eye on as the week goes forward. And at the tight end position, a guy who I think is still going to be pretty cheap but has finally come on with a couple of strong games in a row, Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs. They are finally getting him involved on a more consistent basis. He is by far their most talented receiver. It maddens me that it took them this long to get him involved on a consistent basis, but two straight double-digit PPR games for Travis Kelce. I expect more to come over the next couple weeks.
Well, there you have it from Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Best of luck to all you for your championship weeks. Next week, we come back on the Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light with your year-end fantasy awards. Tune in then on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.